Now, I've been taking some time to take a look at feminism in the 21st century, and it seems that social media has a lot to say about third wave liberal feminism. Such things like kill all men. Now, I wanted to have a discussion about this, and I felt that the best thing to do was to have a discussion with a couple of women who identify as women because they have internal sexual organs. I have external sexual organs, which makes me a male, a man, and that's what I identify as. Him, he, etc. Now, these two women are known to me. And as I say, full disclosure, one of them is my wife and one of them is my mother. But that doesn't mean they don't have strong differing opinions, and that doesn't mean they're not allowed to have an opinion on my blog. So, this was recorded earlier. Take a listen.
I'm going to play you this,
yeah.
And what I'm looking for is your immediate response.
Pretty. Pretty.
Pretty.
What the f***? I'm not some pretty f***. Helpless
princess in distress.
I'm pretty f***ing powerful
and ready for success.
So what is more offensive?
A little girl saying f*** or the f***ing unequal and sexist way.
Society treats girls and women.
It's our future.
So listen up, grown-ups.
Here's some words more f***ed up
than the word f***.
Pay inequality.
Women are paid 23% less than men
for the exact same work.
And women who graduate university with straight A's get paid as much as men who only got C's.
So bad grades
equal more bank
just because you're a boy?
Hello and hell no.
Pay up, motherfucker.
I shouldn't need a penis to get paid.
Rape and violence. Up fact.
One out of every five women
will be sexually assaulted
or raped by a man.
One. Two,
three,
four,
five.
Which one of us will it be?
So how many more women
have to get knocked down before society stands up and stops it?
Here's a hot tip.
Stop telling girls how to dress
and start teaching boys
not to f*** rape.
We're glad a women's right to vote is here.
But equality's next step
is walking to the car
without fear.
Be pretty.
So here's the tricky thing.
Pretty, it's a compliment.
But here's how this focus
works to girls' detriment.
Society teaching girls that our bodies,
boobs and butts,
are more important than our brains
leads us to thinking
our worth comes from our waistline.
My aspirations in life
should not be worrying about the shape of my ass.
So focusing on how I look.
And give me a book.
The continued sexism, girls and women's stale face.
Instead of cleaning these girls' mouths out with soap, maybe society should clean up its act. This is what a feminist looks like. Girls just want to have fun, demental rights.
$5 from each shirt goes to kick-ass charities that are fighting every day to make the world more equal for women and girls.
Yo, bro, when you tell a boy it's bad to act like a girl, it's because you think it's bad to be a girl.
That sexist hate.com.
Swear jar. I don't give a
Now, that went viral about a year ago, and it's by one of these, like, legitimate organisations and women's rights groups and everything. So, first thoughts from the two. Now, full disclosure, first of all, you're going to hear from Jennifer, who's my mother, and you're also going to hear from Dee Dee, who's my wife. So, but we agree and disagree on different things. So these are their opinions, and that's the first time you've seen that video, isn't it, Mum?
Yeah. Now, my immediate response is that actually, I don't disagree with a lot of what they're saying in terms of pay inequality, violence against women, this sort of thing. And I suppose that, you know, in order to make an impact today, sometimes you've got to go for the, you know, loud and proud. But It does worry me about why couldn't you've got adult women to make this video? And all right, if they want to swear, fine. Because mainly people will know when it's appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm.
But getting children to do it, children then are not going to know whether it's appropriate or not.
Mm-hmm. And also the parents of those children will have had to sign agreements.
Oh, yeah,
That their children can be involved in it and what it was all about and everything.
Yeah. But as I say, I don't actually disagree with the fundamental statements mm-hmm. about how society views women, about how we define by our bodies,
mm-hmm.
etc., about pay inequality and violence. But I always hope that we might get to a stage where we don't have to do this for girls. You know, I am against violence against women, but I'm against violence against everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not worse to be violent against a woman than it is to be violent against a man in my book.
Yeah.
It's equally bad. And it's not just a question of re-educating society to see that violence against women is wrong. We've got to go further than that and see and educate society that violence against anybody is wrong.
Now, these third wave liberal feminists that we encounter on social media and on YouTube and blogs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I was reading something today about the hashtag kill all men.
Yeah.
Where basically they had widened the definition of rape to the point where a man simply looking at a woman effectively meant that she felt she'd been raped.
Well, but you see, these people have got an axe to grind, and this is often a front for deeper problems.
Yeah.
But it, you know, they can band together and give themselves some credibility by sticking certain labels over their heads.
Yeah. And because I'm a white male,
yeah,
I'm privileged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's something that you also see.
Well, again,
see,
privilege is relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of these things are relative. But again, I am against violence against anybody as far as possible. So to start saying all men, you know, kill all men,
mm-hmm.
is as bad as saying kill all black people.
Yeah.
Kill all gay people.
Yeah.
Kill all disabled people. You know.
Yeah.
Kill all women.
Yeah.
You know, turning it round. It's a symptom of a mentality about how these people view the rest of humanity.
Okay.
And it's not a very healthy view. But just dressing it up in something that's got credibility, women's rights, women's issues, tagging on to that, it's a way in.
See, that's what
to propagate violence against another group, which is what's happening with groups like ISIS,
mm-hmm.
You know, all
this
sorts
is why
of
I call it like this third wave liberal feminism, because feminism, when it was in its infancy and when it was, you know, and I'm talking like Emily Pankhurst and all that kind of stuff, you know, when it was about equal rights for women, when we had a society when women were seen as second or third class citizens, and they didn't have the vote, and they didn't have the right to work, and they couldn't have their own money unless the husband opened a bank account for them, you know. And I think it was like the 1960s or something, you know, up until that point, it was still a case that if a woman wanted to open a bank account, her husband had to go with her to sign.
I can't honestly say about that. No, I think.
Maybe not the 1960s, but there was a time where, you know, a woman was so controlled that, you know, her closest adult male relative, if you like, whether it be a husband, a father, or brother, or whatever, would have to be there to authorise her to do these things. And there are still places in this world, and there are still regimes, and there are still
people
and groups who believe that should still be the case. And I think, you know, that we're talking about Islam and various other faiths and belief systems around the world. Now, going to you, Dee Dee, you saw this video for the first time this morning.
Yep.
We watched quite a few other videos as well on YouTube that were quite extreme. You know, this you know, kill all men and all that kind of stuff. So what's your views and thoughts on this?
Initially, obviously, very similar to mine regarding the support for women's rights, etc. I do support that, because obviously there is some degree, you know, difference between men and women when it comes to work and stuff. But the video, I was absolutely gobsmacked the fact that they used children and how expletive these children were. And it's obvious that if their parents allowed them to be involved in a video like this, and to be 8 years old, when I was a child at 8 years old, I was playing in my back garden with my sisters with dollies and all their usual sort of kiddie sort of stuff, not going on social media slanting men about being racist and anti-feminist and all this stuff. It is obviously about them didn't have social media and all that sort of stuff, but I think they exploited the children to use them for their own gain. And the children these days and age haven't got their innocence. Like when we grow up, and our grandparents and previous generations had that innocence, we could grow up and be a child. This generation of children coming up now, like our own children and future grandchildren, are not going to have that innocence and be a child because of social media and TV and everything else what goes with it. They're just chucking so much crap, I'll try and watch my language, that at the kids. They're not having that. And yes, there are some things in there which I sort of agree with. Yes, there are rapists, there is domestic violence, but it can go both ways. Unfortunately, we know as a person who's a family, it can go both ways quite severely. And domestic violence is not appropriate either way, if it's male or female have been injured. And the same with rape, you know, sort of when people fakely, or whatever you call it, cry rape, and when it's obvious it hasn't, and it's like,
Well, that ruins a man's life.
It ruins a man's life, or a female's life, because obviously it can go the other way. But a majority of it's females, unfortunately, are victims, but male are victims too. And the fact, you know, they have their, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, but that guy, you know, and what's he saying, and most of the case are, his case, if it gets proven innocent, like even recently, there's been celebrities been falsely accused of all this sort of stuff. And I think that just in itself, I can't get my head around, because obviously a lot of these people, I've grown up and idolised watching them on TV, etc. Mm-hmm. I still can't get my head around that these people I enjoyed watching, etc., when I was a child,
I said when I first saw the Jimmy Savile accusation, my first response was, where's the evidence? Let's see the evidence.
I've been thinking, you know, so going back to obviously this video and the way they're sort of like saying all men are rapists, and it's like so many women in 4 or 5 or whatever it is are going to be victims of a rape in some way or another. I think if that's true, that's horrendous, you know, because no woman should be subject to a rape. It's one of, you know, the one of the most horrendous things what could happen to somebody. Like, say, once again, it can be done to a male as well, which people always forget. You know, men can be victims of rape and domestic violence, etc. And it's always catered on the women. It's always the women's side. You know, it's unfortunately a lot of the cases when they do get to court, get thrown at court for lack of evidence, or it's he said or she said, and unless there's really concrete evidence, if it gets thrown out of the court, and then obviously the woman, you know, sort of has to come to terms with the trauma if it was genuine and there was an incident, or vice versa if it was a guy. But end of the day, if they are falsely accused, you know, so especially with men, they're tarred with that. Or if they've there's been a story in EastEnders recently about a young lad having a relationship with a girl, And it wasn't until recently it turned out that she lied about her age and she was only 14. And obviously he was now on the arrest register, you know, with the pedos and all that sort of stuff, because he had a relationship with a child under 16. He's only in, like, late teens, this character. But it's just showing you sort of girls out there, you know, especially in this day and age. I know I used to do it when I was younger, grow up and try to make myself a little bit older than I were. But I never sort of, to the extent what girls do now, sort of they want to, you know, be older before their time. You know, sort of at 14, 15, I was still going out with my girlfriend, you know, having a boyfriend and such. But not to the level of these girls this day and age, in a sort of 10 or 11 or even 12, having sexual relationships at that age, and thinking, and these teenage pregnancies are getting younger and younger because obviously girls develop differently, everybody different, and the fact, you know, these girls are having, you know, a relationship with obviously the male, even be the same age or a little bit old, but at the end of the day, it's paedophilia, incest, whatever you want to call it, because they're underage and they shouldn't be having relationships and the risk of having a pregnancy at such a young age.
Yeah.
Until they get into the late teens or have, you know, long-term relationships, marriages and all these sort of stuff, that's when, you know, that part of their life should become involved. But up until under 16, and it's like, yeah, I know girls do sleep around under 16 because, you know, I didn't, but there were girls in my school year left before the end of year because they were having a relationship and obviously they got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even in this day and age now, after all these generations, it is still happening. Girls are having relationships with guys, you know, various ages, and obviously even underage pregnancies, etc. And these guys could be turned around and be told that they're rapists or pedos because the girls are underage. But as parents of teenagers, we know how manipulative, you know, boys and girls can be at that age and how they can tweak it to their own advantage. Thank God our boys, you know, they're not angels, but we're very lucky with our boys when it comes to relationships with
anybody pregnant yet.
No, they've had long-term relationships and they've had short-term relationships. And thank God my children, I think none of it's because of my upbringing, and your upbringing, how you were taught about sexual education and, you know, how to behave sensibly when you're in a relationship, you know, even if you have a relationship before you're married, which a lot of kids do these day and age. And we made sure they stayed safe for themselves and obviously their partners, which thankfully this is why our boys, you know, are in relationships and they've, you know, haven't had a little mishap, they haven't had a little baby on the way just yet. Which, you know, sort of, and in the future, when they do have babies, if they're married or not, I'd be pleased for them because they've made that decision. But this day and age, I find it just so frustrating when I see things on social media or on TV that, you know, sort of saying they're degrading females and stuff. And it's like, it can go both ways. It can do the same with the guys. And, sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. When it comes to, like, women's rights regarding work, etc. Yes, sometimes in some lines of fields of work, the women may get paid slightly different. And I've worked and I've had a career for over 20 years in education and in various forms with children of various ages. And I've always got paid by what the hourly rate or what the going rate is for the level of qualification I was at in the different schools I worked in. Mm-hmm. And that was paid regardless if you're a male or female. If you had this equivalent of qualification to do that job, as I obviously progressed from my career, I got paid that level, regardless if I was a male TA or a female TA like myself. It was always the same. And obviously the line of work what you used to do.
Yeah.
If it's male or female, you were paid by your rank or your position in your job. And obviously mum used to be a nurse many years ago, and were there differences between the male and female when you were working as a nurse, if you were a certain rank or whatever it is they used to do?
No, there was no difference in terms of gender.
And then there's this thing about they don't get, but then obviously we, you know, not every woman, but women do have obviously have a career break and have babies, etc. And same with men. If they they're limited, obviously, what's what paternity leave, as far as it's classed for men, what they can have if they have a little break. Mm-hmm. So they can have those first early weeks or months at home with baby, you know, sort of, they've got really fight to have that, because not a lot of, you know, it's getting better, but not as many people are out there going, oh, yeah, he's just the dad. He can be there at the birth. That's it, sort of thing. They don't get as much rights as the women do, obviously, have X amount of maternity leave. Then, obviously, because they're saying sort of, they have a different amount of, you know, salaries and cover and protection and stuff, but it's because, you know, not obviously every single woman on the planet has a career break and has babies, but a higher majority of the women who have maybe had that dip in the salary or mm-hmm. or healthcare cover, whatever it is they do in America and stuff like that, they have that because obviously the women, majority of them, have obviously either changed careers or had a little break and dropped their hours slightly to fit around, you know, childcare and stuff like that at home, which, you know, as I've done, when I had our children, my hours changed and I had, you know, sort of like maternity leave, stuff like that in between having our children, and obviously my income changed. The same as anybody else who has family. You know, women do have a dip. And if women don't, who haven't had children for whatever reason and have that dip, then they need to approach their bosses and et cetera. So why am I having this dip in my salary? I do the same job as Joe Bloggs in the office or whatever. I'm at the same level qualifications of why does he get X amount and I get such and such amount? At the end of the day, it should be equal. If you're on the same qualification, the same level of work, whatever line of work it is, from sweeping the streets or being a surgeon, end of the day, you're doing the job, you're qualified for that, it should be X for you. We get £2, whatever it is, an hour for such and such a job, and for male or female, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, that should be bold, just the line. You said it shouldn't matter, regardless what sex you are, if you're male or female. End of the day, if you do a job, you've got that qualification, you get that level of pay.
See, my experience in the Royal Air Force, well, you know, I joined up with a mixed group of trainees. There were men and women in there, young. I was the eldest, but I still got paid the same amount as the 18-year-old girl who joined at the same time as me, and I was a 30-year-old man. We both got paid the same amount because we were the same rank and we did the same hours, and we both got paid exactly the same.
Yeah.
I was turned down for a job because I was a man, because, you know, I went for a job in a cafe because it just said help wanted. So I went in there and I said, I'm I would like to try and fill that post if I can. Mm-hmm. And I was told, well, we're only accepting applications from women because everybody else that worked in that cafe was a woman, was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't work there because
I know what you mean. I wouldn't be telling me after we first moved over here.
Because I was a man. But with the pay gap, yes, there were times in the military when women got paid less over a year because maybe they'd, like you said, taken a break for maternity. So pay dropped. So if you were to look at my pay and then this girl's pay who'd got pregnant and had a maternity break, then yeah, her pay was lower because she'd had more time off than me. But then the following year she did the same job again, and so did I, and we got paid the same. So this pay gap stuff, I don't know where the stats come from.
You know, some women,
you might do the same job, but you may not do the same hours.
Well, it is true in lots of older industries that simply by being female or male, you got, you know, if you were male, you got more money.
Now, that's historically.
Yeah, historically.
So what about now?
Well, I don't know, because before I retired, I was working in social care.
Yeah.
And we employed male and female staff. And they got exactly the same amount, irrespective. And if they got an MVQ, they got an increase on their hourly rate. But again, that dependent. It didn't depend on them, their gender. That depended on their qualification.
They got that extra qualification, so they weren't entitled to extra money.
They've got nothing to do with their skin colour, their religion, their ethnic background. You've got nothing to do with that. It was...
That's the rate for the job.
What was the qualification they got?
So
that video has obviously sparked this conversation, and I'm glad that we've had it. There are a lot more extreme blogs and stuff out there. As I mentioned earlier, you know, this kill all men. There was one video we watched earlier where this person read directly from a blog that's out there, which basically said that any form of intercourse, whether it be consent or not, is rape.
Because only men get pleasure from intercourse.
It was very extreme,
quite difficult to understand.
I'm scowling because...
Yeah.
From my own experience, I know that's not true. Yeah. And because you've got to look at the words. Rape is sexual intercourse without consent, without joint consent.
Yeah.
So it's non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
Well, if a man and a woman are having sex and both of them have given consent, it can't be rape.
But a lot of situations are happening now where the girl is changing her mind afterwards.
I didn't really want to do that.
I consented at the time, but I don't consent now.
Yeah, but you see, this is where women have to grow up and they have to be adult. And when you're an adult, you have to think about what you're doing and then you have to live with the consequences of what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the other side, sometimes, of extreme feminism, where women can play the, I said yes, but now I don't mean it card, and you've got to let me off because I'm a female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pay the victim.
And that's not on. That's immature and it's infantile.
It's not taking responsibility for
your
actions.
It's not taking responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
If
you don't... Okay, what about this statement? If you don't want to have a baby, keep your legs closed and don't have sex.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's quite an old thing.
Yeah.
Or use protection. You know, sort of, if you want to have a sexual relationship, but obviously you don't want to conceive a child then, there's many ways, obviously not the 100% perfect, but...
The question I was going to say was, yes, if you don't want to be pregnant, there are very many ways that you can prevent being pregnant, right? The fact that we still have such a high rate of single parents, single mothers, we're not addressing the question of why are young women getting pregnant when there's all these different ways not to be pregnant? Why have we got 12 and 14 year olds being pregnant?
I find that scary.
We never address these problems because it's too complicated, it's too difficult. It's easier to say, things like keep your legs closed and then it won't happen. But that's generally said after the horse has bolted.
Yeah.
Many generations ago, it was like you did not have sex before you got married. The first time you had sex was obviously, you know, your wedding day, which in some generations and some religions still believe that now.
Yeah.
But like you say, Mum, in sort of after all these years... All these generations, you know, there's 2, 3, 4 generations. Women of, you know, young age, you know, early teens, are still having babies.
Yeah.
Either on purpose or by accident.
Yeah.
Like, say, there are always, you know, sort of like, if you're under 16, you know, sort of, you shouldn't really be doing it.
Yeah.
And you are got many ways of, you know, prescription, contraception-wise,
yeah.
You can do to obviously to prevent, you know, picking up STIs or getting yourself pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even like say in this day and age, when you go down any high street, you would see, you know, a good portion of the people walking past you, young girls with, you know, at least one baby in tow. Yeah. And it's like, when I was at school, sex education wasn't brilliant, but, you know, I was told, you know, how you can do it and also ways of preventing it, etc. And my parents are very strongly religious, and like I say, and they drummed it into me quite a bit when I was a young age, when they did the very brief sex talk I had with my parents. But they told us, you know, basically, you know, you shouldn't have a relationship until you're actually married.
Yeah.
Then marriage time is when you have relations, and obviously children may come along later.
Mm.
But in this day and age, you see, like I say, in any town centre, there's many women who've got at least a couple of children. A lot of the time, it's from different fathers, which is getting more and more common. And they're having more and more children from various fathers. And they're quite happy just to carry on, you know, sort of using the system. And
we never ask the question, why are they?
Yeah.
Why are they continually having children, say, with different fathers? Mm. Now, I'm not judging people.
Mm.
Because I'm not in a position to judge. Yeah, nobody, I mean, is.
If there's circumstances that...
What I'm saying is, what is the underlying issue that makes young girls want to have babies with different men or even with the same man?
Mm.
What are we not getting?
Yeah. You after know, all these years, why is sex education is still such a big taboo and it's still not getting dressed properly? Like I say, there are, from various reasons, that some women do have children from various fathers. If they've, you know, separated from one partner, they've been with for a while, and they get a new partner, and they have maybe a child with that person, and eventually maybe get married to another person further down the line, they may have, you know, 3-4 fathers for all their different children, for whatever reason. You know, if you had a relationship with somebody for 2-3 years, you'll have a child, and then you split up for whatever reason, and then later down the line, you may meet somebody else. And, you know, there are reasons why this happens. But in this day and age, you know, sort of, like we say, there are ways of preventing it. And I think a lot of, it's not all of them, but I know from speaking to other teenagers as well as obviously my own children, and thankfully they are very sensible, but this day and age, boys don't like using condoms. Which, end of the day, it protects them and it protects the girl from pregnancy, STIs and everything else that goes with it. Yes, girls can use, you know, cap pill and all injections, all the other gobbins that are out there now, which obviously can stop them getting pregnant, but it does not stop them picking up STIs, which some of them could be quite nasty on the male or female.
Yeah.
But simply putting a Mac on it protects you and it protects the girl.
Yeah.
You know, so there are occasions when they might not perform, they may pop, they may, you know, not work very well, but that's more rare than if they use, you know, oh, I'll pull out, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't quite make it, you know, oh, maybe it's a baby or an STI in the way.
Yeah.
It's just simple things, you know, going to your GP or your family planning clinic, which I know they still do it, giving out contraception for free. So there's no reason why these young kids are going out, you know, having relationships, you know, you're sleeping around and picking up, oh, God knows what, and having these unplanned,
so to really get to the real reason why this is happening, it is, that's not what we're doing. We're just like,
sort of papering over it and sort of tweaking it.
We'll deal with this the problem here, and we'll deal with that problem there. We're just like sticking plaster on things.
We're just sticking plaster over it.
We're not getting to the real reason why this is happening. We've never stopped it. And part of the problem very often has been historically with boys is that it's never been, it's been seen in a totally different way for boys than for girls.
Yeah.
If your girl got pregnant before marriage, she was a bad girl. She could be put away.
She got called all kinds of, mother and baby units and all kinds of, but there's a bloke.
If a bloke was sowing his wild oats,
yeah,
it was a bit of a lad.
Yeah. He's been a womanizer, but if it was the other way around, the women get tarred completely differently.
Emphasis and penalty on both genders.
Mm.
Now, to me, today we should be at the stage where we're teaching boys and girls
full consequences.
The full consequences, and that each of them have got a responsibility.
Yeah.
That's what we're, and again, I come back to what I said originally. I always hope that we will progress to the point where we stop seeing gender and we see people. Because only then will we really make any genuine progress.